This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for your emails. Many of you wrote in about Michelle's conversation with General Wesley Clark. Michelle asked the general to clarify his comments on whether Senator John McCain's military experience is relevant to his qualifications to be president.
Some of you dislike the tone of my questioning. Aggressive, shrill, and close-minded, says Jerry Iserson from Oakland, California. Rude and disrespectful, according to Ted Politis of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who added, I would expect a public radio host to be professional and courteous.
Well, not everyone felt that way. Kudos came from Tom Sheridan in Denver. He writes, too often interviews with public figures become platforms for the interviewee to hurl sound bites without challenge or question. Keep asking difficult questions and demanding real answers.
We also had quite an email bag about our report last night on Germany's healthcare system. Fine story, but one point is missing in the opinion of Michael Cullen, who listens to the program in Berlin, Germany. Mr. Cullen writes, German doctors don't have to charge as much as U.S. doctors do because all secondary education, including medical school, is paid for by the state out of taxes. If U.S. doctors could get their MD without having to go into debt for medical school, U.S. health care could become more affordable.
We'll be continuing our series on health care systems around the globe next week, and we look forward to hearing more of your feedback. You can reach us by going to our website, npr.org, and clicking on Contact Us.